Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Devils tonight. It's going to be the first of five meetings by the end of the month between these teams. Five meetings. This is like a baseball situation. They got a two-game series here and then a three-game series later in the month. So as far as winning the division, things like that, how the Penguins fare against the Devils will go a long way toward deciding that. And for some reason, Chris Ryan, who covers the Devils for NJ Advanced Media, is going in and out here, so we're going to effort him, Ron. But this is an interesting team right now that the Penguins are facing. I want to ask Chris just kind of what mind state this team is in. After trading Palmieri, Travis Zajac, they've given the Penguins some problems, but it's a team, if you want to win the division, you better clean up against, right?
Yeah, but yet they come back and scored, what, six against the Buffalo team last night, and I know the Sabres are in a horrible state as well. Yeah, the Penguins went 1-1-1 against them, lost two of the three games when they played here, and that Sunday game was when, you know, Sully just said, we need more out of the bottom nine. And ever since then, the bottom nine has really taken off. But even in good times, the Devils have given the Penguins problems. So I would expect even in their compromised state, it'll still be a competitive game these next couple games.
Let's go to Chris Ryan from NJ Advanced Media. That's NJ.com. Chris, how are you today?
Doing good, guys. Just trying to hang in there with the schedule right now, playing every other day. Pretty intense.
It's been intense all around the East for sure. And we just mentioned, you know, the Penguins, who still have designs on winning this division, play the Devils five times here by the end of the month. So what are they encountering as far as state of mind? Generally, the state of this team, having made a big trade, got rid of a couple guys, Kyle Palmieri, Travis Zajac. What are the Penguins running into here with the Devils?
Well, they're going to be running into a young team. You just mentioned the trade with Palmieri and Zajac, two of their veteran guys, and now this is a forward group that's, I believe, all under 26 or younger. So it's a young team, a lot of inexperience there. I know the Devils won two out of the three games that they played against the Penguins earlier this year, but it's kind of still a little early to tell what they're going to be for the final 20 games or so, especially going into this weekend with everything happening this week.
You know, I was fascinated. I like watching Jack Hughes play. He had a couple good games against the Penguins. I mean, he's obviously one of the building blocks, right? One of the young stars that they're counting on being really good.
Oh, definitely. He's part of the foundation and their plan for well beyond the season if they want to get back into contention. He's definitely taken a step in year two. In year one as a rookie, even as number one pick, he was really inconsistent. There were games where you just couldn't really notice him. There have been a lot more games where he's making an impact this year, even if he's not showing up in the box where you could tell that he's a presence in the offensive zone. It's just kind of a matter of him learning how to finish right now and getting a few guys around him that can also put the puck in the net.
Chris, it's been such a match of styles, you know. Styles make the fight in the NHL East. What happened to the Devils against the Capitals? The Capitals went, what, 8-0 against them? How did that series shake out that way?
They did, and it was not there. There was only really one game in those eight where the Capitals really took it to the Devils and ran them out of the building. That was a 4-0 shutout down in D.C. I think six of the other eight games were one-goal games. So it was never a matter of them being totally outmatched. I think at a certain point it kind of just became a mental thing for a young team. I mean, the Capitals, I know divisions are different now, but they've been, you know, the class of the Metropolitan along with the Penguins for the last decade or so. The Devils are, you know, in the middle of a rebuild, and I just think they couldn't quite get over that hurdle. They would take leads and just kind of give them right up, and I think by the end it just kind of got to them, and, you know, they just couldn't find a way to close out a game.
Who's going to be in net tonight for the Devils? Is Blackwood going to get to start? And if so, you know, we saw him play against the Penguins before. What would you expect?
I would expect Blackwood last night. They went to Arendelle last night, which is kind of a weird turn for them after they rode Blackwood and Wedgwood for such a long time. But Blackwood's been off for two games now, so I think he'll get another shot. And then we'll see on Sunday. I think part of their reasoning with playing Dell last night was to kind of showcase him a little bit in case the team wanted to trade for him ahead of Monday's deadline. So maybe he'll get the game on Sunday too, but I'd imagine they'll go back to Blackwood tonight.
Well, that was going to be my next question. We're talking to Chris Ryan, who covers the New Jersey Devils for NJ.com. Is who else is on the block here with the Devils? And what about PK Subban? What's his situation?
There are a few guys probably still that could potentially be moved. Tom Fitzgerald said after the Palmieri's Ajax trade on Wednesday that things were kind of slow in terms of the other guys right now, but with the deadline getting so close, there's always the opportunity for those talks to pick up. So guys like Ryan Murray, Dmitry Kulikov, even Sami Botnin could be on the move if a team comes around and is looking for a defenseman. I mean, in terms of PK, I think the Devils would certainly listen if a team came to them and started talking to him. I think his salary and contract is probably going to be the biggest hurdle in terms of trying to find a deal for him. Just he has a $9 million cap hit. He's got a year left on that deal beyond this year. So if the Devils did move him, they definitely have to retain some salary. And I don't see one happening before Monday, but you never know. And I could see the Devils wanted to keep him around for another year and then maybe revisiting it a year from now.
You mentioned Tom Fitzgerald, very highly thought of when he was here with the Penguins. Is he as highly thought of with the Devils? Are people happy generally with what he is trying to do?
He definitely has the support of ownership there. They're very happy with what he's done, going back to him being the interim GM a year ago and what he did around the trade deadline. He's got a big task in front of him. I don't think many people, even inside the organization, expected them to make that leap to be a contender this year. They trust his process. They like the young players, the prospects he's gotten, the picks he's gotten over the last year. And I think they have the faith in him to, you know, kind of keep going with what the Devils have been doing the last few years. And in terms of trying to surround Jack Hughes and Nico Hischier with players that can grow into a contender.
Chris, we appreciate the time, man. Thanks for taking it.
No problem. Thanks, guys. Anytime.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.